Now, direct from CBS News, this special Radio Net Alert news report.
This is David Jackson, CBS News, New York. A major power blackout has hit New York City and surrounding communities. Mayor Abraham Beame has declared a public emergency. All off-duty police and fire officials have been told to report to duty stations. The plug was pulled on just about everyone in the city proper and some areas of the suburbs to the north and east. A spokesman for Consolidated Edison, the power company, says lightning struck major feeder lines somewhere between New York and Niagara Falls. A total blackout occurred at 9:34 Eastern Time tonight. The CBS News Broadcast Center is operating on emergency power. City authorities have told residents to remain where they are. Many elevators in high-rise buildings are not operating. New York airports, Kennedy and LaGuardia, have been closed to all traffic. They were operating on a limited basis earlier, but could not keep it up. Earlier this evening, CBS News reporter Doug Poling left the broadcast center to see what was happening in a darkened New York.
I'm standing on the corner of 57th Street and 8th Avenue, a very busy intersection here in Manhattan, where all the lights are out in the buildings and the street lights and the traffic signals, and the only lights that you can see are from automobiles, buses, and trucks. Traffic policemen are guiding cars through the intersections here, although a large traffic jam has developed, obviously because the normal traffic signal system is not working properly. There are a lot of people here on the streets in this hot, muggy night here in July. People just seem to be standing around looking, seeing what's happening. There goes an emergency vehicle of some kind with a red light on it, a van. There are quite a few emergency vehicles out here on the streets. As you can hear, the car is honking, people wanting to make sure they don't get hit in the darkness and in the confusion of not having any traffic signal system. Everybody seems to be just standing around curious. There doesn't seem to be anything in the way of panic or anything like that. People are just terribly interested in what's going on and, of course, anxious to have the lights go back. This is Doug Poling, CBS News in New York.
CBS News correspondent Jerry Landay lives on Roosevelt Island. That's in the middle of the East River between Manhattan and Queens.
I looked out across the river toward Manhattan, and I could see lights out all along the East River Drive, which is the express highway along the East River, and beyond, except for a hospital which has its own emergency power. It's when the voltage drop hit, it wasn't a sudden cutoff. You could imagine that people at great control boards were trying to limit or restrict the amount of the failure.
Jerry Neckman of CBS station WCBS in New York is keeping tabs on emergency services.
Insofar as police are concerned, there have been sporadic and light reports of looting that's not considered an urgent situation. Thus far, most people have been behaving themselves during this emergency. The 4 to 12 tour, which goes off duty at midnight, of course, is being held over. All off-duty police officers are being ordered to their nearest precinct, not the precinct where they work, but the precinct of residence. Mayor Beame has declared an emergency, and he's called together his agency heads, including Acting Fire Commissioner Stephen Murphy, Traffic Commissioner Theodore Karaguzov, and Robert Rowe, the Environmental Protection Administrator. As far as the ambulance service is concerned, their problems have been traffic. They advise people to stay home in order to allow the streets for emergency vehicles. They had some problems with delays. They also had some radio problems. Some of their antennas and repeater systems were affected for a short time, but they report everything is working fine, that in the municipal hospitals there is full power. Some of the voluntary hospitals have had problems, but have switched to auxiliary power and are still operating.
That was Jerry Neckman, reporter of CBS station WCBS in New York. Without power, of course, there are no traffic lights in a city where driving is no picnic anytime. One description of the traffic tonight, bedlam, people everywhere. And air conditioning is out. And the temperature outside is about 90 degrees. There's been no word from Con Edison when power is expected to be restored. This is David Jackson, CBS News, New York.
This Net Alert report has come to you from CBS News. We now resume the regular program schedule on this CBS Radio Net Alert station.